Jake Spaulding with you as we're talking Cobra basketball here on the Jackson Heights Locker Room Chats, as we do every single week, talking now with head coach Matty Massey of the Jackson Heights Cobras. And a week ago, coach, a week you guys go 1-2 throughout that week with a tough loss at ACCHS and then at home against JCN last Thursday. But get back on the winning track as you travel to McLeod last Friday. Just tell me about what you're seeing from the kids right now as you guys are heading towards the end of this regular season with just two games remaining on your guys' schedule.
Yeah, we're seeing some really good stuff from our players. I'm excited about going into postseason with the improvements that we've made. We haven't had a lot of practices. It's cold weather, snow days, but we're playing together. We're getting along really well, and as most know, that's really key to be successful.
Defensively, you guys have really found a way to kind of lock in against some of your opponents lately. What's been the key? You said you guys are playing together very well right now. Is that a big key on the defensive side especially?
Absolutely. Rebounding-wise, I thought we've done a better job here in the last part of the season. We're sharing the ball well and being more patient on offense. Bryn Shoup, especially in the ACC game, she had five threes, and that's not her first game with that many. She's had two prior to that with five threes, so she's shooting the ball so well. Just got to keep that consistent here coming up. But they played really hard and together, but when you let Bowerly, I mean, she's a player, go for 32, it's hard to win ball games.
Kinzie Bowerly, who you're referencing, one of the top scorers in the state of all classes for ACCHS. But I want to talk about last Thursday night's home game against JCN. It was a close game and a tough NEKL battle. But what I want to talk about is more than just basketball, because a lot of people got to see some fun and almost some emotional side of things as one of your seniors was able to make the start, and a great show of sportsmanship from your squad as well as JC and Steve Knowles' team. Got to see Jen Buck score a basket this season for the first time and the only time for her this year. Just tell me about what that was like for your guys' team as you guys were getting ready to take on a league foe, but also be able to have a special opportunity and time for one of your seniors.
I have chills right now with you talking about it. Jennifer Buck has just been amazing. I mean, she's an amazing kid all around. I've enjoyed her. I've had her since she was in eighth grade. She's a great part of our team and so important in so many ways. And she got in that accident right after the scrimmage, and she didn't get to play in any games, but we got her in on senior night, and I was really proud of the way that, like, JCM kids were, you know, happy to do that. And of course our kids were extremely ecstatic because it was a surprise for them. You know, we went in to watch a little bit of film during the boys' JV game, and she came in her jersey and surprised them. So it was an exciting and very bittersweet, emotional time for our team. We definitely wish she would have been on the court all season, but we're very happy that she's just here with us, because she has battled through many things just getting back to herself.
No doubt. Again, it was just a great sign of sportsmanship all around, and the ability to know that it's more than just a game, and it was great to see Jen Buck on the floor for your squad last Thursday. Okay, talking about games coming up, you got a game tonight at Marhill Mount Academy in a makeup game, and then you travel to Valley Falls to end the season tomorrow. What's it looking like for your squad as you guys have two final games in this regular season before Substate kicks off next week?
Well, we're used to back-to-back play with all the snow days and the makeup games. We're going to have to manage the ball and manage our possessions really well. Avoid turnovers. That's our biggest downfall, is handling ball pressure. So if we can keep control of our possession and end with a good look at the basket, things will look positive. If we make mistakes and let them build on another, then we'll struggle. But I know that we're tough, and we're playing really unselfish, and we're playing really hard right now. So I'm really looking forward to these next two nights, see what the girls can do against Marhill and Valley Falls.
All right, both those games will be on the Cobra Channel again tonight at Marhill Mount Academy, tomorrow at Valley Falls, before Substate kicks off next week for the Jackson Heights Cobras, as the Cobra girls currently sit 12th in the 2A standings for that Blue Rapids Valley Heights Substate. Coach, we'll talk to you again next week as we prepare for Substate next week. Good health and good luck to you the rest of the way.
Thank you.
All right, Coach Matty Massey of the Jackson Heights Cobras. Again, you're listening to the Cobra Locker Room Chats. Got to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll talk with head coach Brett Plattner of the Jackson Heights guys.